If you have been in the cryptocurrency space for any amount of time, you are quickly introduced to the dark sides of the markets. This includes the numerous frauds and scams that come from shady market participants, including the projects, exchanges, OTC dealers, and more. Fraud is not limited to cryptocurrency, though. It is a worldwide epidemic exceeding $4.28 trillion globally. Fraud is prevalent whenever there is a transaction happening between parties. And with the rise of cross-border e-commerce, online markets, and person-to-person selling, fraud is unfortunately becoming more common. In 2018, P2P scams and fraud passed $120 billion, which could have been avoided if the transactions between the parties could have been verified and secured trustlessly. Well, soon, those transactions can be secure. Introducing the CoverIt P2P application, which is aiming to combat fraud of all walks of life by giving anyone, anywhere in the world, the opportunity to have their transactions guaranteed and insured. CoverIt has been kind enough to support the Chico channel for this episode, and the details of our agreement, like always, can be found in the description of this video. CoverIt is a very unique product that will provide guarantees for any two-way transaction. Whether you are a service provider, contractor, business, or customer, the CoverIt applications lets two parties enter into an agreement with anybody at any time, eliminating any new buyer and new seller risk factors. Let's now get into the details of the application and how it works. The application has three main types of users: the client, the customer, and the guarantor. Clients are businesses, contractors, service providers, or just a single person providing a product or service. The customer is the one receiving the product or service, and the guarantor is the party that guarantees the transaction and backs a client. Clients can easily request the backing of a guarantor on the CoverIt application by providing details of the nature of the contract and the amount of cover required. The application does not pair clients to guarantors, but instead the request is sent to an open marketplace where guarantors can do their own due diligence and decide if they want to back that client. If a guarantor accepts a client, this is sent to the client, and they have the right to accept the guarantor and their fees or shop around for a better deal. Guarantors will be able to screen clients and vice versa through baseline reputation scores and social circle scores. Reputation is extremely important within the applications for all users, and within the application, reputation is built over time. But the baseline reputation is the thing that kickstarts the adoption, and it follows a similar model to Know Your Customer procedures. The baseline reputation score will be set by details provided, like verifying their phone number and email address, providing proof of address documentation, verifying country location, submitting identification documents, purchasing tokens with a credit or debit card, inviting friends to download the application, logging in with Facebook or LinkedIn, and more. The more details provided initially, the higher the baseline score. Guarantors, clients, and customers can then rate each other based on the outcome of the deals, increasing or decreasing a person's score. Now, the social circle score is based on the belief that people hold similar character traits to those in their social circles. This social circle score is based on an aggregation between the platform activity of members in their social circle. For example, if a user has invited friends to download the application, and those referrals have bad ratings due to claims and low baseline scores, this would contribute negatively to the user's overall score. These reputation scores don't only help the users, but protect the network as a whole. These reputation scores determine how much risk the algorithm will allow that user to expose the network to. An example, a user with a low overall reputation score would not be able to request a guarantee for anything over $100 of value, while a user with a high reputation score will be able to apply for a guarantee for up to $5,000. Values of over $5,000 are their own special type of guarantee, called a co-op. These are pools within the application made up of guarantors who opt in, and this functions to spread out any potential losses across multiple stakers in the pool. Now to the guarantors. To become one, users must complete all the baseline reputation score steps and maintain a balance of 12,500 Coverit tokens. These tokens will be staked to confirm their status. Guarantors set the details of their services, which include a minimum fee for their service, the minimum reputation score they will accept from clients, the minimum and maximum they are willing to guarantee, and the minimum and maximum contract length. Now, to view higher value guarantor requests, they need to stake that value in tokens. 12,500 is just the minimum, but if they want to see requests for $1,000 in value, they need to stake the 12,500 tokens plus $1,000 more in Coverit tokens. Let's run through an example in a real world scenario. Say Bob needs a website and finds a developer named Greg who has never met him before. Greg informs Bob that the website development will cost $5,000 and he requires a deposit of 50% before starting the job. Greg uses the Coverit application and suggests using it to assure Bob that he is honest and will provide the service. Greg submits a guarantor request asking for a $2,500 guarantee to cover the work he is about to undertake. This request goes to the competitive marketplace, and Greg accepts a fee bid of 2.5%, or $25 in Coverit tokens, from the guarantor to cover the job. 10% of that fee is withheld by the Coverit system. 7% is Coverit profit, 1% is burned, 1% is placed into a dispute pool, and 1% is placed into a guarantor protection fund. Now, the tokens guaranteeing the job, $2,500 in them, are withdrawn from the wallet of the guarantor and placed into the guarantor vault. These tokens are protected and only released back to the guarantor when the terms of the contract are completed, including any claims that may arise. The positives that come from this is Greg, the service provider, acquired a new customer by overcoming any trust issues, and Bob gets a guarantee that work carried out by Greg will be as stated, or he will get his money back in the form of Coverit tokens from the vault via a claim. Now, what happens if a claim arises? If a customer like Bob files a claim, they do it in-app. Both the guarantor and the service provider are automatically alerted. Supporting evidence needs to be provided by the parties involved. The claim is listed on an in-app voting board. Here, users in the application with at least 500 Coverit tokens staked can view the evidence and vote on the claim. The voting rules are pretty simple. If unanimous or majority come to consensus about the claim, it goes to an auditor to review for final approval. If there is no consensus or a split between voters, the vote is rejected and returns for re-voting. There are two levels of auditors within the system. Junior vote auditors, which are members of the community who have completed all baseline score steps, and senior vote auditors, who have the final say and can have the claim sent for a re-vote. Senior vote auditor decisions are monitored by Coverit employees as a final fail-safe for bad actors within the system. Everything within the Coverit application, from requests to storage of funds, is ran through the Ethereum blockchain and Ethereum smart contracts. When a user takes an action in the app, their private keys are used to sign the transaction. After the transaction is signed and broadcast, it is validated and included in one of the next Ethereum blocks. The transaction is exported by the backend Coverit data scraper and inserted into a centralized relational database. After inserting, the transaction is available to users of the mobile app and other clients through the REST API. Coverit is in pre-sale, and they have done things much differently than other ICOs. Instead of running rounds of pre-sales and private sales, in which only large VCs could participate in, they are launching the funding to the public immediately. They want everyone to be given the same opportunity to purchase tokens, no matter what their wealth is. This pre-sale is continuing until April 20th, and the token price is 0.1 cents. 1 billion tokens are being sold with a funding target of $1 million in pre-sale. Another major difference is Coverit is utilizing a licensed broker to facilitate contributions to the ICO, and this provides protections for the contributors and protection of their funds, as the broker acts like an escrow, paying all the invoices. Funds under this escrow agreement can only be spent on legitimate business expenses, agreed upon by the community and members of the Coverit team. How, you may be asking yourself? Well, by participating in the pre-sale in phase one of the ICO, you are automatically given voting power and access to the contributor forum, where you can only join with your wallet public key. Those contributors who stake 10,000 or more Coverit tokens can be voted onto the Coverit committee board. These members voted onto the board then vote for two wildcard non-executive directors. These two non-executive directors and Guido Schmitz, who is part of the team, will have 51% corporate control via legal proxy agreements and will have to sign off on all the spending of funds raised during the ICO. Only once the two community directors are legally voted in and appointed, the broker releases the main ICO funds to the company. Well, viewers, this project is obviously taking a very unique approach to the worn-out ICO model that has been used and abused. They're focusing on their community, allowing this project to grow and thrive through that community. The Coverit application is much needed, and the areas it could be applied to are limitless. Let's help Coverit kick fraud to the curb. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.